It was exactly 3:07 in the afternoon when John Doyle concluded that this was the worst day of his career. He could barely feel his feet hitting the floor as he retreated to his office, which now felt like 100 grueling miles from the Human Resource Department. As he weaved his way through the bustling office building, the HR manager's words echoed ominously in his head until they lost all form and meaning. From her very first words, he knew what she was going to say. He could see it in her face as she rattled off the obligatory pleasantries. It felt like an eternity before she got around to the point, and it was all he could do not to walk out. Yet, somehow, he sat there, on the edge of his seat, praying he was wrong. Finally, her face contorted, a tortured look he was sure she had practiced in the mirror before he came in. "I'm sorry, John. You were not selected for promotion at this time." The words that followed may as well have been in Swahili. They bounced off him and littered the floor. Her weak offers of constructive feedback were no match for the tornado raging in John's head as thoughts of panic, embarrassment, exhaustion, and anger swirled with ferocious intensity. Now he was walking through the crowded bullpen of the sales department, his face burning, his limbs tingling. Did they know? Were they staring? The infamous grapevine of Star Industries was quite clear on the matter. Although not an official policy, John knew that there was a three-strike rule in the company. Get passed over for promotion three times, and you might as well start looking for other options. There was a timid knock on his door that he knew to be Cassie's. John closed out of his email program and tried to compose himself. "What?" Cassie poked her head in. "May I?" John waved an arm, motioning her in. "Sorry to bug you. It's just, I didn't know if you wanted me to do anything," said Cassie. "About what?" John had been assaulted from so many fronts, he couldn't imagine what she was talking about. "About Holly," she said. "A few clients have called. I'm not quite sure what I should be telling them." Something inside of John snapped into place. A surge of adrenaline seemed to seize him, dragging his body from the dark caverns of his mind. It was time for action. If he was going to survive this day, he'd have to step up and start swinging. "Router calls to me," he said. "In the meantime, I need you to print me a list of her clients with contact information and annual sales." He grabbed the phone and began to dial. "Year to date?" she asked, as she made her way to the door. But he had already turned away. With a roll of her eyes, Cassie left him alone.